Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
What up, everybody? My name is Uti Nwachukwu, and I was just on Three with Faye, and we talked about many things and issues affecting human life and society. And that's why I'm Femisan's friend. Thank you. Goodbye.
Nothing I would have shown in no woman back and forth press. Now we got a gym every day. Which is the only person that will fat shame me for being myself, because what did they think about yourself? Now they project on me. But I bind you. So guys, this episode wasn't gonna happen before, but I said no, we're gonna do this episode.
We're going, huh?
We're gonna can't English from my mouth. I beg.
Your producer say, "Well, literally.
Huh? I'm just surrounded by all these London people. I don't know the only accent they get. No mind.
You should then. Nah. You want to be like them?
Well, that
you want to move in the clicks?
Not necessarily. Oopsie, you come up for this show. So this is the sixth episode. The guy behind the camera said I should not introduce the episode as the sixth episode. So let me just go into the conversation.
Now, the guy from Ijebu, I'll be where?
No, we just said I won't do. Now, we'll be like, Kevin Biscuit. So, I'm here with the biggest troll of all time.
Never.
In Nigeria.
Yeah, my spirit animal.
Yeah. So, the problem, Uti thinks that I am like him, but Uti is the worst. Or Worcester.
Worstest. You are worster than me.
You are the worstest version of me. But the gag is, when I was growing up, are we recording?
Yes, we are.
The gag is, when I was growing up, I really wanted to be like you.
Well done. Congratulations.
But now, I don't know anymore. Because the things that you say and you do, I'm not this person.
You are. You're running away from yourself.
No, I mean, I think I'm the nicer version of you.
So,
no, because I know you go to all the course people, you any small thing you go there.
The difference between me and you, wait till your mind that they talk and come outside.
Not really.
Nah. You get anything where I don't talk before when you tell me, say, no.
Yes,
you
now. Laugh. You know, many times I always encounter you.
Like, which one?
Where you the fat shame? No, people.
That not one. Only you are the fat shame.
Not really. You should fat shame everybody. I know, say, like, they happen to are they young people. Me?
Are they fat shame myself, you know?
No, everybody's going to look at like this at 51.
Your dad. 57. I'll be 50-10. Idiot.
You're going to give me a football age. Every year you're 35, 36. Good, see, I'm tired. You were a star when I was in primary school. How are you still 35 or 38 now?
Now, Juju, 39, Olodo.
Okay, don't finally enter 39.
39 now.
Oh, glory be to God. Finally. So next year, we must hit 40, right?
Yeah, man.
So, like, how do you feel turning 40? How do you feel?
How you feel turning the age you are turning?
I feel old, though, but if I feel old.
You don't reach 30.
You feel ancestral.
Idiot. Age
It's just a number
of dinner. That's just what old people tell you.
That's what they say. Oh, see, when you're back, you know, they feel the client second thing. Get your back.
I guess the reason why I don't feel like I'm turning 40 is because there's nothing out of the ordinary health wise that's plaguing me now. I still feel the way I felt when I was 25. I still feel the way I felt when I was 27. Sure? Yes, that's why I hit the gym every other day. That's why I can still party day in, day out. That's why I can still work till midnight and not feel, you know, like I'm about to die or pass out. I guess God blessed me with that youthful energy and my youthful appearance, both on the outside and inside. No, it's a blessing. Count your blessings.
Which youthful appearance
is that? Well, how old does Uti look? Wait, may I remove these glasses? May I dab under my eye? Abi, how old I look? Producers, may I do that my fine buffets?
It looks 40, right? It looks 30? How old do I look?
You're even telling me I'm 30.
God, we punish you. And this old thin leg.
Hey, wow, wow. And I'm the body shaman. You see?
But at least I look older than you.
No, we look like age mates. You know how many people, they look me, they talk, they say, oh my God, you remind me of this guy, Tamizan.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
They say we look alike.
When I was growing up, my granny actually said I look like you. But I don't think I look like
you. I see that your old mother picture, but I know you resemble you then. And now, where you don't glow up, now you resemble me.
No, so you know, so this your old Ashao picture. Wait, you know how you be. I be 40 years. 40 is 40 the new. They say 40 is the new 20. Is it true?
I would say 40 is the new 25, 30.
25-30. Why?
I think, especially, but I don't know for you about you guys, but you know, back in the day, they would say, oh, at 25, especially for girls, you know, they would say, oh, at 25, you should be getting ready to settle down. You must have experienced life to some certain extent and all that. And then for guys, they're like, okay, start to prepare to get married so that in a few years' time, you pick up a 25-year-old. So now, I think because the world has changed so much, I think it's because of the internet, you know, we blame everything on the internet now. So there's a lot of evolution that has taken place. And people are doing things later in life. I think we've started to be more realistic about our goals and whether be it short term or long term. I mean, how much can you really achieve by 30? Do you understand what I'm saying? How much can you really achieve? And at the same time, you can achieve so much before 30. I think people have just come to realize that you can't put that much pressure on yourself because, you know, back in Delta Studios, you know, but you get your life. No, but you get yourself. Not now, true. God get you. So if God no give you the thing when you want at that particular time, which you want, you won't kill yourself.
True.
And if you go back to our parents, how many of our parents were successful before 40?
True.
Only very few. A lot of our parents.
True.
Then when legit was the order of the day. A lot of our parents started to see money over 40.
True.
Most of our fathers and mothers, they didn't even have their own personal houses till over, they were over 40.
They even live with their children in their parents' houses at some point before.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but now, I think people have come to realize that, this kind of pressure ended this life. I don't have to succumb to it.
No, but like, I think it's the reverse for me because this generation is under a lot
your
of
generation.
Pressure.
Okay, your
or
generation.
My generation is a lot with people under like a lot us, of pressure.
When you reach my age, when you set goal like this, you give God. God will say, come.
No, but
then
also,
your ego big.
Okay.
Then you have
my
to
own be
say,
no. What are the things we say? I think when you get to this age, you just realize that there's so many things that don't matter.
Exactly.
So because the person that made money at 25 and the person that made money at 35, at 40, both of them, nobody will remember who first make money.
Yeah, that's for people that have that competitive mindset. I look at it from the point of view as this, like, if you're going to be who you've been destined to be, it will happen in your own time.
Yes.
And that's why I always tell people, please don't look at another person's lane. Do not look at another person's clock. I was giving a speech at NYSC Abuja the other day, and I said, the only difference between you and I is our clock. No, not just clock. Your clock different from my clock. If you're supposed to arrive, you will arrive. Whether you're 40, whether you're 50. I mean, there's so many stories. Thank God for the internet. You read about, you know, up on stories. Was it KFC or who that they said started to live
55 at, or so?
Oh, ho. So, I mean, there's no competition. And I think that's what, for your generation, I talk to a lot of guys and girls your age. And I keep hearing the same thing. I've not achieved anything at 25.
Let's not even go to me and you.
At 25.
Why they come to you say, this is my problem.
You know, that's how they cost you.
But you know, the thing is that I'm an overachiever, right?
An overachiever at 25 key.
I already set goals where I don't.
Why you they said, okay,
No, no. Nah.
Valid.
Yeah, but we already valid. Said, because these goals will motivate you to work harder. And sometimes when you don't hit these goals or you don't achieve them at the time that you are set, not even time save, just maybe like you are working at something and it's not coming as fast as you want.
I'd say attachment is one of your problems.
What do you mean attachment?
Being attached to anything. And for your generation, you guys are so obsessed with and attached to the idea of success. Everyone wants to be successful early without working on the thing that matters the most, which is this and this.
And relationships, of course.
I think about relationships, but that will come later. But before you start not like to focus dating, on like relationships.
With human beings.
Or networking and all that. But well, before you even start to work on any sort of interpersonal relationship, you have to work on your mindset, your heart, which is your soul.
Mm.
You have to have gone through some sort of spiritual awakening. And most human beings are not working on their spirit. You're not working on their mindset. They're just working on the physical. Mm. Wealth. And I don't blame them. I blame their mentors. I blame their spiritual leaders. I blame their parents. I do. Because at the end of the day, it's what you attach importance to that these children will pick up from you. So if you're at home and then there's pressure on you to succeed, you go to church and the prayers you're hearing about, you will succeed. Your enemy, anybody holding you anywhere, in my house, in my mother's house, in my father's house, hey, progress, amen. You'll be first among your equals, amen.
What's wrong with that?
It's a setup for the inevitable, which is failure. Because to be a great person, you have to fail forward. There's no one that wakes up and becomes great overnight. Every major successful person has a very interesting story about failure. Now, what that does to you, it gives you unrealistic expectations and it forces you to set unrealistic goals. And if they've not taught you how to process events properly, you would feel devastated when the failure comes. And that's why you're hearing of more and more people becoming depressed. You hear a 22-year-old saying, I'm depressed. What is depressing you? I've not achieved anything in life. You're not supposed to achieve anything in life at 22. Definitely the exceptions to the rule. People will say, oh, at this age, Michael, are you Michael Jackson? At this age, Mariah, are you Mariah Carey? It's okay to have high standards, high goals, but still come back down to earth. Because the thing is, you would set all these goals, everything. But if you want to call it the universe, if you want to call it God, if you want to call it energy, whatever you want to call it, if it's not yet your time, nothing will fall into place. The most important thing to concentrate on, and if you can do this earlier enough in your life, if I could talk to my 16-year-old self, because I think that's when I started to experience all sorts of emotions, I would tell my 16-year-old self, bruh, work on your mentality. Break free from social construct, from religious chains, from cultural suppression. Break free from all these things. Because in the end, all that matters is happiness. Tomorrow, no matter how rich and successful you are, the one thing you would chase is happiness, followed by peace of mind. Ask anybody. Ask any successful person you know. Peace of mind. Happiness is key. Peace of mind is key. Money will always come. Money will always come. As long as you're willing to embrace the experiences that life will throw at you, money will always come. The thing is that everyone wants to be the billionaire. Everyone wants to be the multimillionaire. But the thing is, not all of us would be Dangotes. Let's not come home. You're thinking Jeff Bezos, which is good, but you have to start from here. So you get to
and
Jeff
that's fine if you know if you don't even get to become a billionaire or millionaire.
That's what I'm saying.
Peace of mind should still be the
yes, but most people don't have peace of mind because they're attached to the sentiments and the mentality of extreme wealth.
Do you think social media has a big role to play in this?
Of course, social media has a big role to play in everything that we're doing right now. It has its gains and its pains. Social media is the reason why you can't come up with a show today and be successful at it. It's helped me. It's helped everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, social media has also caused a lot of depression and unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to work on this. I have to work on that. You have to know what really matters.
True.
Because I always tell people that in the end, love is all that matters. They'll be telling me, I decrease. And when I'm talking about love, I'm talking about relationship, romance, or infatuation. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about that real, honest agape love.
Agape love.
Agape.
You are talking about agape love.
But you know I do have agape.
I bet you don't get agape love for your body. You shouldn't be agape
I
love.
I get. But the thing is that, see, tell me something. If I don't love people, right, I wouldn't have people around me till today. But you know me, with all my
graduates. We are in the first city around me. You don't get better character. Not everybody don't run. No.
I don't get better
now
character.
Now we say who they hold. Like, God, now Holy Spirit, they say, just stay with him. Just manage him. Because your character is not good with him. And like, that's why, when I brought
reach,
you my show,
reach it to
I
your
say,
soul.
No.
Reach it to your soul.
What is wrong with you?
Reach it to your soul.
Everything is an issue with you. You don't go fight for where they come now.
Because I can't stand you people and the way you think.
That's why.
The average.
Why be saying are you?
The
so every time you tell me I'm very Nigerian, I'm trying to fit into the mood. I'm trying to, you move differently when you're in these people. What is wrong with
but
you?
The truth. I did lie give you.
Why are you fighting? Oh, yeah.
Have you not learned things from me?
Bad things.
From our
mostly.
Talk. Shut up! I mean, from this year. Have I not told you things that have made you feel better?
Well, that's what friendship is about. Your friends will always be there. Your friends will always be there to encourage you. I'm just saying that there's some things.
Do I
that,
not encourage you?
But you know, you put that encouragement, you embed it inside wickedness and reproach and evil talk.
Just because I scold you. Does
no,
not mean...
people, you're not even people online, you're not nice.
Because,
and Nigerians don't understand
should
that.
Should I tell you that? Should I tell you my reason for being like that online? Because Nigerians prey on empathy. I would say the humankind in general, but you know, I've had more experiences with Nigerians. Nigerians prey on empathy. When they see that you're empathetic and they see that you're kind and they see that you're generous, they don't have limits. They don't have boundaries.
So do you think that this decision to be like this is because of things that you've experienced?
Oh, of course. Your experience is more.
Let's talk
and
about your
16-year-old
self, because you mentioned your 16-year-old self.
Oh, yeah,
what
yeah.
was it like being 16 and growing and going through? By 16, I assume that you were already in uni or you were...
No, I just finished university. So
at 16 years old.
Yeah, I graduated at 16.
Secondary school, you mean?
Yes, secondary school.
Okay, so you're about
sorry, did I say university?
Because I want to...
Sorry. Secondary school. Because just
you know
they
forget, because
I
don't say you don't give us
don't
fake age.
You know, get out.
Now, the calculation that you did wrong, so now you don't know.
That means if I give fake age, that means I'm actually younger. You know, someone actually accused me that you want to look like all those ageless people, so you reduce, you increase your age. I'm like, how does that make sense? As an actor, I'm even going to reduce my
age. So was that a compliment that you look younger than
I don't, well, I'm going to take it as a compliment. Because how can you tell me that I'm increasing my age?
Did
you say
I did
lie? Did you say I did lie? Say because I want to have that reputation of he looks younger than his age.
Mm.
I'm like, bros, if I had my
But you've been a star for a long time.
2010, tell me something, just 11 years. Well, 2008, if you're counting. 2010 was the one I won. 2008 is the one I went for where they drive me.
Yes, let's talk about 2008.
The Chris.
You guys watched 2008.
The Chris.
We literally fought with everybody in that house. 2008, yes. I was in. How old was I?
Probably writing GSS 3.
What is GSS 3? 2008, I was in GSS 2.
So what's it, Digwe? If I had Digwe Kewe.
Now they roll for ground for
Digwe.
You.
Let me get
you to the whip ground.
Digwe! Vrendo, boy, Dori.
Eh.
Odori Gaga,
Odori Gaga. That's not going to be so hot. So I was going to talk about like that experience in the house.
Mm.
Why were you like that?
Because I was an angry kid.
Why were you angry?
I was angry. You have reasons why you're angry. I was angry at life. I didn't. Okay. Let me be honest with you. I was angry because of the setup of unrealistic expectations. I thought at 25, I...
Were you 25 when you went to a big
brother? Yeah, the first time. First time I went, I was 25 in 2008, you know, and I turned 26
in the house,
you know, or no, just before the season started, because the season started in, anyway, yeah, I'm trying to remember the month, but I know I turned 26 because when I won, I was 27, I turned 28 in the house. So, it was the setup of unrealistic expectations, because I thought that at 25, you know, I'd have been a graduate, had my own house, had like fleet of cars.
So you know, probably you never engaged. That time you
no, I was in third year.
Wow.
I was in my third year because let me tell you a brief story. After secondary school, me, I no pass jam. That's the only exam I've ever faced in my life. I no pass jam. I think the highest score I got was 185 or thereabouts.
The time we're supposed to focus on your jam, you go do that thing, they go cause people, they find trouble. So I'm not surprised. That's who you are.
That's the only exam I've ever failed in my life. No jam.
Which, how many exams you already
no, every exam I've got. Me, I'm a distinction student. I graduated 3.9 GPA and I best graduated in my class in BIU.
What be BIU you go?
Best International University, bro. Top-notch school.
Okay.
You know, like, even small computer school where I go, distinction.
You see, go computer school?
I go computer school now. After SSC now, I go computer school now. 3 months.
Wow.
Distinction. No, I was a genius.
Okay.
And a lot of intelligent people used to feel jam back then. Now, the Mumu 90 passed jam that year. But of course, other intelligent people also passed. So I didn't pass jam.
Hmm.
Went for a 2-year diploma in University of Nsukka. Then after Nsukka, I was supposed to travel out. But I worked for GTB 1 year, Ghana Teachers Bank,
mm-hmm.
as a teller. And of course, I made it to senior.
Whilst you were in
teller.
School?
No, I don't enter. I'd finished. I graduated from diploma now. So I had that 1 year
of
IT.
Oh, you finished that certificate work that time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had 1 year. Because there are lots of like, it's like OND, HND now.
Yeah.
So I worked for 1 year. So I was supposed to get direct entry to America. I'd already applied everything, got admission. I was supposed to go. And I was saying, let me play Visa Lottery. I won the Visa Lottery. Yes, now. Nah. I won Visa Lottery. Day of interview, they say, first name, last name. Wuti Machu is not the same person. They disqualify me. I died now. Nah. I died inside.
Was there money attached to it?
Visa Lottery. No. Green card. Like, because my mind not did this country.
Wow.
Yeah, my mind not this country. For me, because now Oyibo TV, I grew up the watch. I'd already envision myself or set of friends or what I'm doing now.
Was what you
I used to
you
fantasize
do
about doing it abroad because I never really believed in the Nigerian system.
Yeah.
Yes. You understand? You know how laughable our entertainment industry was back then. Now
true.
It was a joke then. You know, I'd already, so it felt like everything was falling into place. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord.
So you won a lottery.
I have luck. I'm used to winning things and getting things I want. I don't think there's anything I've ever expected from God that has not given me. And even if it's not for me, he will just show me that, look, this thing will be yours, but it's not time.
Okay.
Do you understand? So for the fact that I could win Visa Lottery then, out of how many millions of people that were playing back then, I mean, that was a clear sign that, you know what, special grace did this and that I had. So after the disqualification, you know, happened, I was very depressed. I think that's when my resilience started to build. Because I gave up on everything. I remember walking back from the embassy. I was like, because I read, you know that thing, I don't tell your friends, yeah, they go,
Jesus.
Kachifo, bye-bye. We don't even do small drink up for Billy. They'll say, my brother got blue.
I celebrate before you.
I don't celebrate, because I wasn't used to losing things.
People follow you go to the embassy. How they don't know your name?
Many people that follow
you. You know how they take away to play the lottery? Wait.
No. They say, Uti, wachuku, Uti. I'm not the same person. So, you know that Yandasaba Cafe? And internet, not the fast for night. So I left it with the attendant. And you know, say for Nigeria, they write her son name first. So the person that won, which is Uti, Wanchuku Uti, the person's first name is Wanchuku, the last name is Uti. But my first name is Uti, my last name is Wanchuku. It's a lottery. They will use any smart thing to disqualify you. I qualified every, I had my papers, medicals, everything perfect. And I said, I'm sorry, play again. This is a Visa lottery. Are you assuring me that we win? Say, no, I'm not showing you anything. Just play again. I want that.
I can imagine how they would have said it.
Give my passport back. I said, but it's the same person. The names are mine. Say, yes, but this person has a family name of Uti. You have a family name of Nwachukwu. You're like, even if I don't detect it here, it will be detected over there and you'll be sent back. You'd have wasted all the money. You'd have wasted.
I'm very wild.
I die inside. Part of me died. I was walking back from the place and I was trying to get a cab. And I remember part of me in my head thinking, miss until you jam me, may I just go?
Because I don't have the art. So?
Yes, because you don't, that's what I'm talking about, this expectation.
How old were you then?
This was in 2005. I better do the math, my brain didn't pay me. This was in 2005. I was probably
maybe like 23, 22.
So I was 25 in 2008. So I was like 20. I better do the math now.
So 2006, now you win the lottery.
2005, now when I win the lottery. 2006, now when they disqualify me.
So technically you were, if you were
23. Yeah. I was 22, 23.
So I understand how a 23-year-old would think that that's the end of their life.
Exactly. Which I'm telling you about unrealistic expectations. There was nobody to mentor me then to tell me that, look, Your life cannot start and begin at this, start and end at this
point. And I think
that's
where a lot of young people are. So we know they think about the future, the next 10 years.
There is so much.
There's so much that we can always
tell them. I always tell my young people, my young friends, you're just starting. This is the time you would learn to build character. What did I just say? I said, I think that's when my resilience started. Because mm-hmm. I was ready to give it all up. But something gingered me to start again.
Mm.
And that voice was my father. Because after they turned me down, I was like, my father said, okay, try. Go back and get your visa, your student visa, since you have the
Your father wants admission. To send you to the America.
Government. Oh, yeah. That was the last born. Everybody don't graduate. Everybody uh-huh. don't start life. So he said, go. Just go. You know? So I tried to get a student visa. Both the US and UK, they rejected me. So my father just said, you know what? Just go into a private university so that all these strike things won't affect you. And then you graduate.
When you finish, you probably can't
when
go
when you finish,
for masters.
Then you can go. But just because you don't want to wake up one day, you're 30 years old, you're not a graduate. Just go and finish it. So I went back. Meanwhile, all my age mates don't graduate. Some of them don't start to work. Some don't marry. So nobody had taught me then
they don't
not
marry.
To look at other people. Some had started to marry. Yes, now. Some had started to marry. Some don't get how you go end up born for them. So they and you know, some of them go marry for paper, all those
yeah.
things.
So it, and that was like the way out then. No?
That was till now, this still the way out. What are you talking about? It's still no, the I mean, way like, out. For my age group then, yes.
At that time, for where you they come from, exactly. You go like, say, you know what? This is the way out. So if you not go abroad.
Do you understand where I got a gift where I didn't have to marry anyone for mm-hmm. papers. I didn't have to hide from the authorities.
Yes,
I got a straight
legal.
Green card. Legally. So I felt like, yes, that's what the of course, any person will come pray for you, go tell you, see, it's from your
would
father's
they
come house.
Pray for you after that?
Why they don't pray? Why not go church? Because at that time, I rebelled. I said I wasn't going to go to church anymore. I said, I'm not going to church. Say, God, prank me. Say, why will you allow me to win it only to take it away from me?
Wow.
You know, I was very bitter because that was my first taste of not getting
failure.
You know, that was my first taste of real failure. Not the one maybe when you fail once more exam and all of that. That one, I always knew, I beg, I go pass on me for every time again
yeah.
or something. But this was my first real taste of failure. But I picked myself up.
So that, was that part of the things that, or were those part of the things that actually informed your character or behavior in the house?
Well, I was just angry. So, right? I was still recovering because I went back to school a bit angry. Like I had to go back to school in Nigeria as opposed to me. You know, so you don't watch all those high school film now, not those university film. Where they go, they walk out the book. They say, hey, are you doing anything? You want to go there? They ride bicycle, they go ride skateboard because they play all those American songs. Somebody wants
so you
to
know the vision like your last
one. I don't have cast for my man. Miss race, man. Have cast bad word, apparently. For my man, I don't have miss race. I don't they form. I say, I thought they practice my accent.
You got to go follow the people. They struggle classroom and chair. You hate yourself.
I hated life. I was very angry. But when I got to BIU, I found like two or more people that were like me, you know, life had played games with them and they had to come back to school at this time. So it wasn't so bad. It was a humbling experience. It made me realize that, you know, where they were saying man proposes, God disposes. Mm-hmm. It made me like literally realize the strength of that statement.
Mm.
And I just had to, because I had no choice, no other choice. What was I going to do? Enter a boat and stow away? No. So I just, and I thank God, because I guess, I don't think I'd have graduated with a 3.9 GPA if I'd graduated at like 22 or 23, I'd have still been
a
bit
unserious. Yeah. Out and about.
Yes, yeah. I'd be out and about.
So when you finally got to school, you were probably more level-headed.
I was level-headed, not because I wanted to be, but because
you were older.
Yes, I was older and I was frustrated.
But you wanted out of school.
I just wanted to be done with this school thing. Because, you know, in Nigeria, it just feels like then you felt like without your education, your life was on pause. Mm. So I just couldn't wait to, you know, get over and done with. And then it happened. You know, I went back to school. I applied to the Big Brother show and I got on. So I was still very angry inside. A part of me was angry. Plus, I was very mischievous. Plus, you know, I grew up in Sapele, Ugeli, Wari, Bini. So I went in with that Nadi Chris attitude. So who you be when you walk on tell me word for us? I be, I no go talk something, you know? So I was in that thing. I said, no, try me. I was just coming for Bini. Mm. And all my friends were Agberus then. Like
but
posh,
where
posh Agberu.
Where you
no,
be Ajabota,
posh Agberus. Posh Agberus.
But even the poshest of persons from our end.
Nah, Rafi.
He's still a Rafi.
Nah, Rafi, nah. So those are my friends. And you understand that. See, yeah. And that's why most people don't get me. Where I grow from. You know now. Nah. You Rafi just sit down.
That's why if you say I don't change character. I've just modified.
Shut up your dirty mouth. You don't change. You don't plastic.
Because the truth, well, that, but The truth is that they don't, sometimes they don't even understand our jokes here. So,
yeah, but then you can't shrink yourself.
We're not shrinking, Uti.
You're just shrinking.
No.
You're shrinking.
You think
because at the end of the day, the only reason why they fall in love with you, Temi-san, is because of how you started. So you don't, the one thing you owe.
But not started the fight people that love you. Always
no,
been
I'm not talking about you fighting. I'm not talking about you fighting, but the reason people like you is because of your blatant honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Wrapped up in humor.
But you can be honest and also not be mean. The difference between me and you is that I'm honest and sweet.
You think I'm mean?
But you are mean.
I think I'm blunt. I think I'm very blunt.
Who's blunt?
I think I'm just blunt.
So let me tell you, let me give you an example of being mean. Yeah. I can tell somebody that, oh my God, I think that you put on a bit of weight. Like, do you want to lose some weight?
Don't you sound stupid as you're saying that thing?
No, but that's a nicer way to say, you know,
person when go vest, go see vest. The only difference is that
they'll do like this.
They'll say, thank you. I just say
people, some people when they're depressed, right? Nana, you cosign.
They ain't really depressed. They're never right. Serious.
So my own be say, as opposed to saying, why are you just fat in your life? You'll be like your age. Because that's what you say.
But you know, I would say that to my friends.
Even to strangers.
No, I would say that to strangers.
Uti can literally say, Jesus Christ, this boy slim before in his presence. Maybe somebody walks in. What's he happening when he fat like this? And in my head, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Everybody sees that thing is wrong, but Uti can never see it. But when you call the correct, Uti say, Uti, why you talk this kind of thing? Because what's he here too? What should I talk? But that's the problem with you, Uti. That's why they don't like you.
But you enjoy it. I like a bit of drama.
No.
If I slap you.
I'm saying they enjoy
the difference between me and you, Temi-san, is that when the person enter, me, I go say, yes. Say, well, be the one you say, oh, bele. And you young, go, what do you call do if you reach my age? Ah, no. Change that. But you, when the person walk inside, you say, see, he be like, who swallow fridge? That's you. So, me and you be winch. But no. I be daylight winch, you be night winch.
No, but also, I don't like to hurt people's feelings.
But you are still hurting them in the spirit.
No, but as when I don't.
On the judgment day, where they go play our live for big screen TV.
You're finished. Where they go play about me, eh?
You're done.
That's why I don't give my life to Christ, so I don't go play my own thing.
They go play your own.
No, because the things where they think for my head.
Judgment day.
No, tell but I sir. Just feel like you should be nicer to people.
I think you're a covert witch. I'm an overt witch. It's fine. You know, if you watch all these movies, like all those Hercules, when there are three witches and everything, one, the old mama, they curse everybody. One, now the quiet one, but she did do a winch when it's time to cook potion. Now be you.
You think?
Okay. I know.
I think I can leave.
Because we're the same. It's just that my own, I go talk, I come aside. Your own, you go whisper.
But why did you talk? Why of all people are you? Oh, we're all thinking the same. Why you? That's why you get into trouble.
No. It's about to say it to my face. Because with me, you know what you're getting. If I like, tell me that nobody can guess whether I like them or not. People that I like, they know I like them. People that I don't like, they can't even guess or say, I'd be easy that he doesn't like. No, they know I don't like them.
No, but why don't you like? I love people. I may not. No, not be that one. I may not.
You waiting?
No,
may
no.
May I remind you?
Which person I don't like?
If I slap.
Which you. I call the person I don't like?
May I call Ine?
Call her.
May I call this? You don't say. You go enter trouble for this.
Well, yeah, call her.
I don't call anybody.
I don't think.
Call you, you know, if you. The problem is, you know, if you handle things the way I feel handle that.
Exactly. So that's why I avoid trouble.
I'll be a backara for this.
You say they cost me, I go sleep for 2 days. I don't
that's
come
outside. Problem. Me as they cost me, they cost their papa.
I know fits.
I'll cost your papa.
That's the difference between me and you. So those were very different people. You think they were the same thing, but.
We're the same. I'm just a. I'm like 2.0, you're 1.0.
Okay, let's leave it at that. Let's talk about your life after Big Brother. Mm. So I've never been to a reality show. I've never been successful. That's not the way to put it. I've never gotten...
Successfully gotten on a reality show.
Yes. I tried a couple of times. It didn't work. And I'm grateful to God that it didn't work. Because you know me now. You know that I cannot take the...
You can't take the heat.
The heat from...
You can't take it. It's training. Just like the way you trained... To get to
how many
point
training
of
you
fitness.
Do after the after
no,
the
with scene. Everything that happens to me, it's training. I remember the first time a rumor came out about me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember how I felt. I didn't want to leave my house.
Yeah,
I was a bit. I felt cold. It would be like say they pour for my
yes,
back.
Yes,
you know, my heart could be like say I did sniff pepper. You know, I was like, what is this? My life is over.
But that's what, you know? I avoid rumors and scandals because I don't know what I'll do.
It will build you. It builds resilience.
I better not be me. I know, like, I don't want to have
that's why I say it's not for everybody. You have to know your personality type. And because I'm an extrovert and I am a passionate person, I know that not everybody is going to like me. And I know that a lot of people are going to be jealous of me. I know people are going to try to attack my grace. People are going to attack my growth. People will try to attack my success. So I will not shrink myself to make the other person comfortable with my presence. If you can't adapt to the energy in the room, leave. In other words, if the kitchen is too hot, leave.
Do you think that's not for everybody?
I guess so. But I'm not for everybody. And I love the fact that I'm not for everybody. You have to earn your place in my life as a friend or a lover and eventually a spouse. I won't take nonsense. I do not tolerate excuses.
I beg go.
No, I don't.
This is why you're saying
no, I don't. I don't. And look, if I have to be single till I'm 50, till I find someone, it's okay.
And this rest, you will see the first comes.
Vice president.
It will be your
Vice president of America. How old is she? When did she find her love? The people who married at 30, that are divorcing at 33, what's not the difference? Bringing in damaged kids into this world.
Okay, so that's your...
More damage than... No, that's to show you that we should never care about time. Time is also a construct. When your bread done, it go done. If they look your rice, rather, if they cook beans, they look person when cook rice. You go throw away the food before the food done.
True.
Don't you understand what I'm saying? So you deserve the best. You deserve the best version of what you fantasized about, because thoughts become things. Whatever you concentrate on in here, you would manifest it. So if I'm not manifesting what I've thought about, what I've expected, and I get a downgraded version of it, I will reject it. Right now, I have the best friends I could ever ask for.
Of course.
They're not up to 20. No, you're not one of them. Don't worry. My real friends are in the Obodo Ibo now. Yes, and that's one thing that has made me angry.
This is what you talk so
angry with Nigeria. Shut up, let him out. That's one of the things that has made me angry with this country. I hate the fact that this country has robbed the people of the opportunities that they could have had. All my good friends that have suffered to get. When I mean suffer,
what do you suffer to get your friends?
You can have like 5 friends.
You have chased That's what you should say. Not be saying.
But you know the funny
you suffer
thing.
To get the people where they which are people where you see manage to bear you. And I don't even know how long I'm holding on for dear life. I don't know how long I'm going to hold on to this friendship. But any day, Friday even from now, if it's caught.
But tell me, son.
See that day, some days ago, you literally. I don't say my own. I text you for evening. I say, what you did? I was going to leave that place in 1 hour. I don't call reply because you say you won't sleep. That's something. Thing? Wait now. But I knew I was going thing? To leave there in 1 hour. I said, Richard, you don't give me full episode.
I don't give you full episode. I just tell you, say,
you move differently where
you I say, you the fuck. I tell you, say, you the fuck up. Say, I go send you message. You ask me where they I reply you. You don't reply me.
You know how I am on my WhatsApp.
You? So why you ask me where I did?
I don't want to know where you did.
I did my day. You ask me, say where you did. I tell you where I did. I say where you can't did.
But you don't, before you talk, say where you did. You don't
talk, you
don't
say a plan. Are you coming hat? No, I said, I know they get plan to come out, but tell me where you did. If you sweet, I go come and
say. No, but that's not what you said.
I said, tell me. I go put a shot for you. I said, tell me. I told you, tell me.
That food
but you went quiet. And you see, you triggered something. Because the last time somebody.
I'm not because of your trauma.
Shut up. Shut up your mouth.
Your trauma, now you go to protect
me. Shut up your mouth. Because the last time when my friend do me that thing, I can't find out. Say carry my ex go club, so you just won't find out where I did. So that you know the.
I know your ex. I know that.
I'm just telling you.
No, but you agree that most of the things that you do and say is a result of things that have happened to you before.
But of course that will happen to any normal human being. Tell me, sir. Let me ask you something.
Hold on.
Shut up. I've done therapy. I don't heal from
that. That's the best therapist that you go therapize them.
See. Let me tell you something. If you're on the road one day, beautiful road, nothing was coming, not no warning signs, nothing. And then one car starts to back up with speed. And the next thing, 4 doors fly open. They start shooting at you and you manage to escape. If you're on the road tomorrow and you just see a car backing up with full speed, are you not going to immediately start
moving? That's trauma, Uti.
It's trauma, but it's trauma response. At the end of the day, you'll be a fool.
But how many of us would know that you've dealt with trauma?
Hold on, wait now. At the end of the day, if you don't move and the same thing happens to you again, what are you? A fool. Some things happen to you to teach you the meaning of the word red flags. And that is why some of us are stupid enough to get ourselves into the same positions over and over again. So me calling you out was not a fight with you. Me calling you out was to find out why you did what you did. But looking at this as I'm harassing you. I didn't harass you.
That's what you did.
But did I say anything that was wrong? Most of you do not like to own accountability. You don't like to take responsibility for your actions. But me, different between you and I, I'll say, even if I'm angry or anything, I'll say, well, I'll come back to you and say,
okay, what is what that you said you that feel? Is true now?
Number one, why you go ask me see where I did?
More leave that matter. What you talk will be true now.
I say you move different. Because I say you move different when you're with certain kinds of people.
How?
And it's okay because you're that message. Age. No, it wasn't about that. It wasn't about that day. You know, say you go, don't do something. You go pile up. I'd noticed this thing about you on 2-3 different occasions.
Jesus Christ.
And the last time it happened, I told you, we were hanging out with someone and you became Obama and Michelle at the same time.
I was Kamala Harris on that day.
Your daddy. And you know you cannot try that nonsense with me because I be Ogurobu.
No, we don't. So that day, I said we don't drink. So we got.
Is that the first time you're drinking?
No, but then again, that was my own response to that
you
situation.
You did, Chris. I said you did move different when you did with certain people.
How?
And now they tell you.
Okay, I know the situation where you talk about.
You know, now.
This was a place.
You can't even go restaurant.
This is the best time I go for talk business.
Two of us go there outside, we go there talk. We say, ah! Well, cheers. It's the same. I say, at first, I just say I blind. I say, no. I say, maybe I don't why.
That's
not true. Drink water. Now crack another joke. Tell me, I say,
what's you doing?
Let me tell you what happened. I say, Jesus. I say, not be me. I say, you the crazy. So your head don't correct at this time.
See, let me tell you what happened.
Then, first of all, we follow. See, not me.
I go be first of all with the
don't
discuss. Like,
no, let me
with
talk. We cannot give you slap. Walk kill you.
So,
this guy's walk with girl with big breast, big nyash.
That's not the listen.
She can was, they ask
she was
question.
In the conversation. Mm. She was just there. Mm. This other person were discussing work, right? Mm. So all of a sudden, used to just drink for inside. Who do you call the one they crack what kind of joke? I said, which kind of joke me? All this one, and they talk business.
But have you ever said that before?
No, but I did not have to say to you, my friend. If I look you one kind, you're supposed to understand. Uti no want to go here because of that drink we don't drink. So Uti was angry. I did not give him the energy that he wanted at the
it's
moment.
It's very simple because you're my friend. That's what being a real friend is all about. Give me the energy, or you test me.
No, this time would they fight.
But the thing where be say, the person where they form say now what he they do? Eh? That person was not even in work mode. That person don't carry girl with big nyash, big breast. The person was Temisa was just a prop at that gathering. That's why it was paining me. In that kind of gathering, own your shit, be yourself.
I can't believe you're saying this online on my podcast.
You dig? not be you bring my leg come out. So I need to let because people go to say at the Chris. Tell me some change.
That's not what
I
happened.
I wish it was an office. In an office setting, obviously, I'm going to behave. But we're out and about. Before we even got there, we don't drink for Mac Place.
I had not drunk. I was not
we don't drink for Mac Place. The Chris, don't forget say, we drink champagne. And I drink it. No, make me slap you. As we finish, we can't go there. Tell me some every time you say, now walk. Tell me, if friend, when I know, before, don't invite her, come aside. So I tell you, no man hangat. Now we go hangat. My friend cross leg.
I was
shit. I said, but this is a social gathering now. Why this one got the form a Princess Diaries for me? Did they do me? I say
no. No, that's not what happened.
First slap you.
So, Uti don't drink, eh?
Oh, I like how you are saying I don't drink.
No, I have to be sure that, I have to make sure that people understand that you don't drink. So Uti don't drink.
So if I drink, I decrease.
No, I'm not saying you decrease, but Uti, when Uti drinks, Uti is like this now when he's not drunk. Imagine when Uti has drunk. It's wild. So where I did,
Papa nine wise.
I didn't try to do first impression. Say, oh yeah, let's talk about like. Before I know my
brother, I crossed. Is that not annoying? What is it not annoying? Compared to the Temisa and you people, know is this not annoying?
Wait first now. So I couldn't
first do first impression. Say, not before
this,
office.
This is business. This is like me. I did talk.
No business.
That's my friend. They fuck my body. Say, hey.
Haba,
no,
you are a liar.
You see where you're going, my lad.
Don't go for your body.
You judge your own. You judge your own.
Mad.
You judge your own. I judge my
see
own.
See where you sit down. See where I sit down. So I can't travel from here. So where? For here.
The thing where Uti they say, would they gossip normally? But as would they gossip, I don't want they laugh. Oh, because even the people who they gossip, some of them they are fronts. You understand? And that's what they do normally. But because I was on Uti's level, I did not want to be that loose. Do you understand?
Okay,
but,
so I lose.
And it's way like me, you think.
Nah,
you find a way to poke this to my land. Don't talk your own. So Uti was already on the vibe. And me, I was trying to be proper. But Uti, they gossip, they laugh, right? But Uti didn't get the level of laugh when they expect from the gossip. That's what was pinning him. So now, Uti called Richard, don't craft full textbook for me, saying
no,
you move differently when you're older.
No. That was the second day. That was the second day. Because normally, if Temisa day with our kind people, eh, you don't get how go message Temisa and say where you did. He must reply because he go need my energy there because they the dollar way.
No, but I always need your energy.
Shut up,
you're getting
stupid
friend.
Stinking mouth. But when he there with people where he they try, he go start this nonsense. How do you think they worry this dirty thing?
It's my alter ego.
So he they hit when I they call him out. Because once I clash on like this,
what's that behavior?
Eh? Dirty thing.
See, I don't like all this your behavior.
Yeah,
this
is a change. Now, we
okay, now anytime I won't go mushy, I go call you. It's like, because this is a mushy character and a mushy character.
I go harass you until you learn to be yourself,
regardless
of who you are with. No, you're not, Temisan. When you're with certain people, I don't recognize who you are. And this thing, they annoy me.
So
and
you can't be a shapeshifter.
Eh?
That's like, I cannot be, like, I take the form of my environment. No. That's what you're calling me.
Not be environment, now people.
Do you think? I don't think so.
Do you guys think so? Do I think? You dey mad. Una need to see him the way I don't see him.
That is the word against me because they were not there. You were drunk. I was.
Have another friend as real as
I bet girls now friends, I get the way and they like
the
me
real
like this.
Ones. Tell me, son. The ones that you can tell the dirtiest thing and they will not judge you. Those ones.
I have them.
They, shut up and they seem out.
I have them.
It's not
only
two of us or three of us you have.
How many I need for life?
Oh, that's what I'm telling you. Ask them this thing where they'll tell you just now.
This thing.
And don't ask the ones when they raise shoulder. Because those ones when they raise shoulder. Tell me something. You they adapt to other people's personality instead of bringing your personality.
Oh, I'm a sponge. I know that.
No, you have to compliment them. It's a buffet, bro. It's not a la carte.
No,
it's a buffet. I can't go to a restaurant and just all the buffet.
Laugh me like
all
this.
The buffet now. Nah, rice. No. If this person bring rice personality, you bring pandedam personality. Another person will bring.
So which is are you trying to say that my personality changes when I'm with people?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
No.
That's why I say you move different when you're with certain people. And I was very upset with it. Because I was like, wait till they bring this kind of finish. I did my day. Person message me saying,
That's it finish now.
I'll be asking you, they Chris. Have you born you?
Exactly.
They mad.
Dynamics is different.
They mad.
When we say they go wrong, where they talk to you, then you call and say you senior me, where, how you age.
But I know they listen to you if they tell me something.
Before you go listen, like, but you blame my granny, where did they go serve? They go bring appeasement to her before she go listen. Now, so you be, because only if they talk to you, you come on my show now, you call, they harass me. You don't know if they talk to you,
me.
But when you don't talk your own finish, you go talk about
EF to me. When I'm not listening,
mm-hmm.
I listen to you where. My only, okay, to end this point, I believe.
I can't believe I don't talk about anything about besides quarreling on this show since you came. And it's only you that can bring come to a show. I will not talk about the world and this thing, but quarrel. Because that's how you are wired, Uzi. You are ready for a fight. I'm just an angel. You cannot stand my angelic disposition.
Angel, you see how you be fool? Angel, no go ever reveal, say be angel. Then why they say for this life, maybe
why not? When this person appeared to a
Jacob,
this, to Mary, not to say I'm an angel of God. Not
now, you know, see what today you can't do. He can't deliver the news, say Mary won't bomb Peking.
Why not
tell her? If not, I'm Mary for believe. I Joseph for take believe, say
exactly.
Wife.
So that make, I want you believe, so I be angel.
Get that?
I'm your guardian angel. Let me they would help you.
Say,
they will not pass it for you.
I get Bele. I carry Jesus.
You know if you get Bele at this rate.
Idiot.
I don't know why I said that. Let's talk about Big Brother and the life after Big Brother.
Mm.
The reality of life. Because I have a lot of BBN friends who, this depression thing, they hook them.
Really?
What it be really? They ask like, oh, your life after Big Brother, how was it?
Beautiful.
It was beautiful, right? But
yes.
I imagine that you go to a house, you come out, you're so popular in the first year.
The first one.
Wait, you're so popular in the first year, right? If you cannot sustain that popularity, after a while, people move on because they're a new set of housemates. People tend to have new faves. I feel like if I am the one, right? After enjoying that level of popularity and love, and after a while, I just hear crickets after, or there are new people who people love. I was facing some type of way now. Abby? Because there's some people who were reigning before went on the ring again, right now. I'm not calling names. I'm just saying the mental state of people post BBN.
Now they don't know themselves now.
No, but lots of them were thrown into this space without even knowing, understanding.
Why you go something without researching it?
No, but if you see the amount of money, even me, I tried twice, they don't pick me.
That's the problem. You are driven by money.
Wait, first. Let us say we did not know, we did not count the cost, right?
Research. If it was the first episode.
You know how many research you researched? Where you
go, think I fucking won the second time?
Mm. Oh! Are you trying to say that strategy works?
Yes.
Strategy works.
Like magic. Every single person that has won had a clear strategy. And one of the first strategic moves you have to display is that you have no strategy. That's one of the first. You have to strategize before you go into the house. It's a freaking game. It's like going to play chess without strategizing. Or playing what? You not go hold your card. No, go hide your card.
So isn't, aren't people supposed to go to the house and just entertain? Which one is strategy?
No. You go into your house yourself. But when it's time to freaking play the game, know how to play the game. Because there are things like head of house, things like nominations, things like alliances. Every other thing in Najara, no pun intended.
Yay!
What is true? What is true? And that's a mistake I made the first time. I just went to the house to exist. Be myself. They drive me after 6 weeks. I remember sitting down at a bar in Abuja during my NYSC, and I told somebody, and he still reminds that me of that until today. Say they fear me. I say, if I ever get a chance to go back on that show, you know, get her, no go in. Only no one say God won't give me that second chance next year. And when I got that chance to go again, I did not take it for granted. Bruh, I played the game. Even so, my papa died. Halfway through the game again. Remember, I was evicted 6 weeks into the game first time. Halfway through the game, papa died. I was supposed to leave. But I said, God won't use me, proof point. Caused flooding in my village. So I couldn't bury my father because the roads were unmotorable.
Wow.
So they said, stay. If they evict you, they evict you. So I lost my strategy for like 2 weeks. Third week, I came back and said, I don't want no sympathies. I wish I could find the footage. I'll post it just to remind people and to encourage people to be strong. I said, if I'm not doing anything in this house or if I'm being a wet blanket, evict me. And I said the same thing to the house.
That was the strategy.
No, it wasn't. Because that was an emotional low for me.
It wasn't that blackmail. That's all you they do.
No.
That's all you they do for this our friendship. You know, say that Nigeria's go. Nigeria's like all kind of
thing. But that was not Big Brother Nigeria. That was Big Brother Africa. But guess what? Southern Africa was against me. They could have picked up on that and said, vote him out. But I said, if I'm not doing what I'm, honestly, that was my emotional low. Today is my father's birthday, by the way. So I don't cry. I don't cry.
Streamer's birthday.
Yeah,
too.
I don't cry.
Daddy Utsi. You cry today.
Oh, I cry today, small.
Yes, now. Were you guys close?
I mean, we're just getting close. When he died, he had become my friend. So the team pained me. So that was my emotional, because I'd finally gotten my cheat code to life. My papa, wise, where, businessman, guy, man, everything. My father was such a cool cat. And I spent most of my life, like.
Trying to be like him?
No. I spent most of my life in fear of him, like, you know, disciplinary daddy. So when I started to now see, my partner, correct. I said, my partner, guy, my partner, person where I fulfill the carry the waka now. As in, just when I started to realize how cool my father was, because I was a child, he couldn't talk to me then. So when I started becoming an adult, my papa, they call me. My father and I couldn't gist before. Now, how are you? How is school? How is life?
A lot of papa and their children.
Yes, but my father just started to treat me like a gaffer now. My father started asking me gaffer now. I said, hey, so this is your teen setting. What's the magic? Hey, okay. This is how you behave on set. Don't do this. My father, even when one of my guys betray me, now my papa talked to me.
They always betray you.
Of course. And that's the thing I'm talking about.
Why is it they always betraying you?
It's about empathy. What did I tell you? Nigerians abuse empathy. That's why I said I suffered to get the few ones. And that's why I'm angry at Nigeria, because Nigeria robbed them of the opportunities. So they had to relocate. So all the people went, you know, like how they say you have to sieve gari or sieve beans, pick beans. So it's like I had to go through, like, you have five friends. You go through hell with like maybe three or four in some cases. And then you now have that one that sticks closer than a brother. And you'll be like, thank God, at least I don't get one friend where be say I'm not worried about opportunity, not in Nigeria. Not everybody should be celebrity. They will now have to relocate. One is a doctor. He's married now. My best friend of how many years had to go to America. I remember the day my best friend left this country. I felt half dead. Do you understand? I was like, who am I going to talk to? No, it's not everybody you can talk to. You know what I mean?
But you could have made new friends.
It's just like...
I just feel like you're very anal about your...
best friendships.
It's because of
what
your
did you ask
character.
Me? What did you ask me? You say why BC did always they betray you?
Mm.
You know why?
Why?
And I said this on another show, and it'd be like if I'm bragging. The thing is, tree when get fruit, tree when no get fruit on the same road, which tree go receive stone pass? Answer the question.
Is that the analogy you want to use?
Answer the question.
Yeah.
Answer the question.
Now the tree will get fruit. So now you be the tree will get plenty of fruit.
You have answered the question.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. Because at the end of the day, if you have nothing to be envious or jealous about, you will never be betrayed. All the people that have been betrayed, check them. If you are a useless entity, there's nothing to steal from you. There's nothing to be envious about. There's nothing to covet.
So you're saying that the people that were your friends...
The bigger your treasure, the more jewels you have, the more thieves
come and steal.
Will come masked.
So you see people who plan and come into your life just to mess you up.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Because you always call me naive because I'm just...
You are actually naive and you're growing. Mm. And I always celebrate your growth. I always give you... Shut up your dirty mouth.
Brother Rufus.
You know, I always celebrate your growth and I tell you. But the one thing I always warn you, say, I don't want your naivety.
What do you mean I'm naive?
To attack you. You know Sabi spot red flag.
You think?
I know.
Cheers.
You know Sabi spot red flag. You know Sabi spot red flag. And I worry about
And
you.
I spotted you from the beginning.
now we be friend now.
You are a big you know red Sabi, flag. You know a fast red flag standing by the swimming pool.
And I they worry for you.
Mm.
Because there's some things I clearly see, but you go just say, hey,
like hey, what?
Like mumu. You be like all those are deaf for class when they say you answer the question, hey, you
on my show. Ow!
You be like that. Like tell me answer the question. Is
Siri fine?
Because I see some things clearly and I'm like, why is Temisa and why can't he see this thing? But then I understand that you're in your 20s. Because when I was in my 20s, a lot of people used to say that about my older friends. And I'd be like, what do they mean? I know what I'm doing. I know I can. They'll say, don't worry. You
yeah,
understand
tell me
later.
We've say, it does possibly be
you don't, you take people for face value. You do that a lot.
Well,
you don't have a strong spirit of discernment.
I think I do.
No, you don't. I'm telling you for a fact.
And
you
I
don't.
Always say to everybody, I'm very discerning.
You are not. You are in the beginning. As in, if there are 10 levels of discernment.
No, let me tell you, I might spot some red flags just because I want that thing. I go see the took it.
That's what I'm saying. That's like youthful stupidity.
No, but it also make excuses.
You will grow out of
as
it.
Well.
You will grow out of it. Because,
so wait,
see.
Also because everybody's messed up with tea, right?
We're all
way.
Messed up. You have to do the work.
So then, that's what I'm saying. Like, I
but not carry your mess. Come mess for where my air freshener day. No try. I'm trying to keep my house clean. You're going to mess everywhere.
No, but if
no,
if everybody
bro,
has
no,
their own.
No. If they deal with you enough times, bro, you're supposed to be able to spot it a mile away and just be like, I'm not dealing
also,
with this.
These walls that we're not creating to say, you know, I don't want to deal with it. I don't
no, it's not
this.
Walls.
We'll make us thing. Close off on
it's not
good
walls.
Friendships and
have,
associations.
That, tell me, sir, don't you see me with new people sometimes and be like, ah, where's this one come from again? I still open up to people, mm-hmm. But the minute you show me where you are going to with my friendship, bye bye.
Hey, now what are they
doing? No. That's what you're doing. That's not what you're doing. Because with you, some people you, I would just say, why? Why
no,
you
but,
still?
But you know that, but Uzi, but you, to be fair to me, you know that some people, I engage with a lot of people, right? But it doesn't go beyond that.
I give that to you. I'm not talking
you
about
know
those
that
instances.
I can really shut
I'm not
down
talking
after...
about those instances.
Okay.
I'm talking about other instances where it's pretty clear where this person is going. And then you're still choking your head in those situations. And I'm like, dude, no.
You didn't hear your own word too. The one why don't they tell you since when you don't ask me things, say you want, when we start. That one why I tell you for almost 2 weeks. Now until then. But what?
I'm the one that came to you and said, see as it be. And I told you, I said, look, I'm not messing with this group of people anymore. I told you, and you didn't believe me. I told you, I said,
okay, so you know they call them, you know they text them.
No, we did great. No, when I say I'm not calling
if
them,
if they don't come, like, you will call, they call me again, say, what does this text mean? Does he mean, Uti, we are one and the same? You just say hybrid.
No.
you are just
you
saying,
know the only
an
reason,
older version.
The only reason I came to you in that situation because I was able to recognize the fact that my judgment was a little bit impaired, and that's what maturity does to you. You have to recognize when.
But I'm not mature.
No. I'm not saying that. Okay. I'm not saying that. But when you are no longer naive. You see, with difference between you and I is that acceptance.
I just feel like we have a lot. We're not exactly saying anything, but we're saying a lot.
No, we're saying a lot. No, because see, let me tell you something here, Temi-san. I was able to recognize that I wasn't myself because I was in a situation that had gotten me carried away, which is why you had to be my moral compass. I had to call you to put me in check.
And I did it with love.
No. You cursed me.
Love
you cost
the way
me.
You take cost me.
You call me.
You cost me. Like, you go drag me like the scum of the earth. You go drag me from room to room. See, you are useless. You are naive. You big fool. You this thing. This is the friendship bit I don't like about you. This is why we're all running away from you, Usi. Usi, as I take correction, I said, no, it's not happening. Get sense. Do like this. Do like this. You can just start. You don't say nothing to get sense. So. Can't you see that this? That's my problem with you.
But you know our ways are different.
What is our ways are different?
I am military. You are civilian.
Thank you. That's the long and short of this conversation since that you have been so similar. You tell me I move around different only people. I am a bit civil.
You are trying to justify your plasticness.
No,
it's plasticity.
I'm not plastic.
You're plastic.
I'm different.
You're plastic. You'll bite your tongue, come out now. Your cutter will fall from your nose, dirty thing. No plastic. No agree.
I want you ask so much. Producer.
Hey, producer, key you there. Who does you producer? I'll go break this your red cup. Now everybody go shut.
Okay, let's stop quarreling. Let's talk about career and your life. Let's be decent for a bit.
Enough be decent. If you want decent person, right. Go call all those CEO, all them who abudu them. No call me. I'm not decent.
Shout out to Timo.
Call the CEOs. Call Mr. Valentine. Wait to video that you be man. Call those people. It's a Fortune 100 people. Don't call me. I be market.
Okay.
I be at the same.
You be market. That's what's the market. Now you shared your own. Okay, let's move on. So career, right? So you when you finished Big Brother, right? You went straight into the streets, like work.
Yeah.
Right. So there was Jara. There was acting. So this was always in the plan before.
Not necessarily. So let me tell you what, going back to what the question you asked about those people that get depressed and all of that. You see, a lot of people want fame for the sake of fame. They don't have any use for that fame. They want to be known. They want to be loved.
The ability to sustain
they want to be
in the first
celebrated
place.
Without thinking about sustenance. So they've been looking at people online that have been through that path or been on that path. And they're just thinking, all I have to do is go on Big Brother and come out and they will love me. And money will rain from the heavens. You know, they happen like that. And the first time I realized it, I'll say with me, I'm not going to sit here and sound uppity and sound like, oh, I knew, did this and did this. God blessed me by giving me a second chance. Because if I did not have that second chance, only God knew where for the. But difference between me and people, you know, I told you I learned how to be resilient in 2006, right? As that 2008 come and I know him, I went on with my life. Yes, I did a few movies here and there. Yes, and I tested and I said, money not to do this industry like that for person we know we know. Blessing now only then self, it wasn't like the girls. Now the girls, now they pop. Only a few boys are still popping. You know, so, but I realized, because I thought that all I had to do was go on the show and then jobs would start flying at me.
That didn't happen.
No, because people were like, you know we know. And you had all it took to win. Bele. And some people don't start treating you like, by giving you this job, I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah.
So I just went back to school.
You were trying to sleep with you after.
Oh, normal. That one is normal.
He?
It's normal. Are you mad? Our industry.
I could not do a shower too.
The thing is that I would have done a shower if I could run it with people I'm not attracted to. And that's the only reason why my shower market, no, they say. Because the first way I don't like touch me, I'm like, when they touch me. Have you slapped person who I know they're attracted to? Especially when they don't, they say, honey, where? Have
you spit for your eye?
That's the thing.
But because I understand what
I'm the last born. Yeah, I'm the last born. All my siblings were doing well. So I didn't have any reason to do a shower. You understand?
So you know they do a shower like this now?
I know fit. I would love to, but I know fit.
Is it because of this? You know they do a shower like this?
I know fit. Oh, as in money. Same money, they'll give me money in exchange for sex.
For the visit, Ashawo, they do.
No, no, you they do Ashawo normal, but I'll not be judge you.
I want not to share.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But me,
but, I, like, but no, like I don't like the way my Ashawo they go like this. I never.
Because you, you know, you know they do Ashawo better people na cabin biscuit and.
So fed up.
That's a fed Ashawo. In fact, you now you did collect money from. You they sponsor problem. People, children.
That's my problem.
You they sponsor people. That's why I don't judge anybody because I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that sometimes it's just. Means to an end, survival.
Yeah.
But me, I guess some things we are not fit to. Unless you are really attractive and you're someone that I would punch on a normal day, I go do one, I go run them. The money is the added benefit. Take or sign me.
Because you could do it for free before.
You won't be my spec. That's right. But things are most people that can afford to pay you for a shower, they not be your spec, which is the reason why they are even paying. Now, why I don't run them? So it's not because I'm so sanctimonious or I'm such a clean spirited human being. No.
Okay. The truth is that the reason why don't they do a show like because the market not there available.
The market there, so not be the type of market where I like.
Categorically, is saying that if the market was available,
if the kind of people I'm attracted to had the money,
yeah,
it's another benefit now.
Okay.
Just imagine say your spec tell you say I will change your life. I'll take you to the Bahamas. I'll take you to Paris. I'll give you a year a tour, and what you have to do is be my pleasurer, and I'll give you pocket money of about.
Do women offer that?
Let's say 200,000. Women are very stingy. Women are very. My Ashawo is British because that's the fantasy I have in my head.
That you're a British Ashawo.
No,
you can never be a British. You're a Sapele Ashawo.
No,
she said
why is the person British?
You go to Ashawo, they
serve local thing. Before, a pretty woman not be lucky, not be big man. She go meet. So me be local,
if you say
man.
Be pretty woman.
I be pretty man. So pretty me be local. Local Ashawo.
You know that you only compare yourself to Julia Roberts.
I be made Julia Roberts. You did mad.
Okay, you want the man? I want me the actress best.
You be fool. Don't start this thing. Don't start this thing.
Okay, you want
Don't start this thing. Don't start this thing. So as I was saying, you stupid cow. I came out and I realized that the opportunities were not just going to
be. Please, guys, I have to watch this episode before it goes out.
So as I finished that, I went back to school and I graduated. Mm-hmm. I applied for NYC. So let me tell you the truth here. If God didn't give me the second chance to go on Big Brother, I'd have probably been working with some telecoms company in like the marketing department. I'm not one to just sit down and be, most of these kids are.
I think you'd have been miserable though.
No, I wouldn't have been as happy as I am now, mm-hmm. but I would not have been miserable because a way would always open. There was always a channel for you to be happy in whatever position you are in.
Mm.
I wasn't happy going back to BIU, but what did I tell you? I found some people that were like me.
Mm-hmm.
Those people kept me sane.
Yeah.
Now, because I had not learned to be content then, I was still learning. And because I had not learned about unrealistic expectations, I was still like, let me just get this in over and done with.
Mm.
But with the level I've grown to now, I'd have grown to this same level in whatever path I'd chosen. And I'd have learned to appreciate what I have here and now. So I would have had work.
Sorry.
But most of these people that will claim depression, some of them are feeling too big to apply for regular jobs. True. And the thing is that the fact that you've been on Big Brother Nigeria would open white collar doors for you, especially if you're a graduate. What bank would not want to hire a Big Brother housemate and put them in the marketing department?
Also, the truth is that a lot of these young people are going to the house.
What agency, like an ad agency?
Yeah.
Tell me that, let's say, who is my friend? So the best you know, so that if I call one name, there's someone knock on my super calls Uti out for talking on Temisa Show. Look for someone that's my friend. Let's say someone like Dorothy now. Let's say Dorothy didn't want to, even though she's doing very well with what she's doing now. Mm. I mean, I'm so happy for her. I love her. Just imagine Dorothy now coming to you, she's depressed. If a Dorothy, no. With reference to finances, but imagine a Dorothy walks into an ad agency.
Of course.
Probably an agency that even worked with Big Brother Africa Nigeria and says, I want a job. I don't care if I start from, the starters level. Just give me a job. I want monthly salary. I'm ready to wake up at 6 a.m., do the whole Lagos traffic thing until I get on my feet. It's what you have to do.
Okay, wait. Let me.
You have to do that. Exactly. Why are you waiting for
my problem with hand-me-downs? My generation is that they're not ready to do the work.
That is the problem. It's and tomorrow they'll be upset that they're calling them lazy.
Entitled, but what I tell most of them, before you started seeing me, I was doing 9 to 5.
Thank you.
I have process.
We all did 9 to 5.
But my generation is not ready for process.
And that is their problem.
I think social media has made a lot of us look like we're equal.
That is their problem.
Some of us landed here with fabulous accounts.
I'm a realistic person. you have to do whatever it takes legally.
Legally.
Legally to survive. Because if you want to choose the illegal path, be ready to do the time if you're caught. Be ready for the consequences. Mm. I will never judge you. But I'm just saying, are you ready? Gains and pains. Are you ready to stomach the pains?
Also, like, do you think that there are role models for young people now who remind them of what the reality of life should be?
There are, but they don't listen to them. They will say you the miscap.
Because no. I mean, I feel like also we have so much information at our beck and call. Like,
then you choose now.
But they don't even know the right people to choose. Like, so, for example, there are people who blew from social media who
don't
do not have
go
process.
Chasing waterfalls.
The water for the day inside.
To the
wait, first, we see.
And the lakes that you
these
used
children,
to.
So a lot of us were raised by social media. A lot of them.
Why were you raised by social media?
Not me. I'm just saying that I went through process. I was lucky to have mentors, to have people who gave me 9 to 5, who drawn
my brother. Ear. If you don't get people who ain't gonna raise you, you go raise yourself.
Not everybody.
There's a point.
Has the will
there's
to raise
a point.
Themselves.
See here, relationship wise, how many of us were raised by our parents? Not be us use our two IT learn lessons.
Now I made the relationship up for pressure soon.
No, but at the end of the day, you know what you want now compared to who you were last 3 years ago.
True.
You go raise yourself. You know the things you research online. You know the things you read. I'm like, this is bullshit. You know things you read, you're like,
But
you know how to spot your own bullshit and be like, this is me. That means I need to change my mindset. So how do I build my mindset? Research. A lot of people are too lazy to even work on themselves. How are you now even going to work
for someone else? How many young people know they're supposed to build their mindset? You think you're just talking, you say,
my
how
brother,
are you going to build
mindset? Nobody taught me to work on my emotional mindset.
That's your
mindset.
Generation time different from now.
No, I'm talking about, when did I learn these things? I'm not, see, we can sit here and give each other excuses. What you guys have now is access to information that we did not have. And you
also,
choose,
you have to know
that a lot of people choose
have
to use
a lot of other information.
My brother, if you go somewhere, if they give you food, some they smell, some not they smell. If you decide to chop the one where smell, now you do yourself if they
some
purge tomorrow.
Don't block.
And so if you block your nose, you have yourself to blame. No excuses. I have zero tolerance for excuses. No. We're in a world where information is abundant. You have no excuse not to train yourself. If your mama will not train you for certain things, train yourself for real life.
True.
You know the books. That's why you listen to some pastors, you will throw them away. But you listen to some other pastor, I'm like, Jesus, it's like this guy is just speaking to me. It's like he's just speaking to me. If you go to church looking for prosperity messages, then you're not going to get the jewel of character messages. You will only be saying, character, money, 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 money. Forgetting that when you have all this money, you will still feel empty.
Yo, bruh. You know, I did not realize that you can achieve the things that you want to achieve and still
feel empty.
Yes. It was when I started getting this. So all the things that I've wanted, like the fame, the money, I've made a few, maybe an office that I to get money. I don't cash out small.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
So like, and some days I'm in my room, it's like, whoa, like, you know, when you're in the room,
your walls will literally be speaking to you.
Jesus.
Your world
Christ.
Will be speaking to you. But nobody will tell you that part because everybody is trying to project happiness and balling
it
online.
Like, I'm not joking, guys. If you're going to come into this space eventually, be very grounded. That's why I always do Jesus, because I think I would run mad if I didn't
and
have
then,
Jesus
you know,
in my life.
You know, you mentioned Insta blog, right? You remember that time when I said it can be lonely at the top? People thought I was talking
so
about
freaking lonely.
You are alone. You don't have nobody to call your own. Tell me something. You know, these people call me dime a dozen. Mm. You have 100 people around
and
you.
And still feel empty.
Bruh.
And
unless
still feel
you find, unless you have people with pedigree, you can be in a room with 50 people and just be like this. What the hell am I doing here?
That's why
no
celebrities die of depression.
Depression!
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. So you have to work hard to find your people. You have to work hard to filter your brain.
Mm.
You have to work on your mental health.
Because it's also exhausting with you being in this space, because there's so much updating that we need to do.
You have to update. It's just like your work. Are you going
to
be the same person?
It's like, well, I was talking to two girls, like, we just feel like we're giving. And after a while, you just realize that it's almost empty inside. Like, your relationships, your life, you can be at home with people, you can be in a party, a gathering with people, but you just really want to leave.
Yep. And the thing is that, they will say, I'd rather cry in a limo than cry on a bicycle.
I don't want to cry at all. I don't want
to
cry at all.
I'm like, who wants to cry? And the older you get and the more successful you get, the more you chase peace. The more you chase...
I think that's where I am now.
The more you chase peace, the more you chase happiness. They don't realize this. Mm. So let me, so to finish that part of the Big Brother thing, I think a lot of people do not, are not willing to do what it takes to get what's theirs if they don't get what they expected.
Mm.
You see what I mean? Like I told you, if I didn't have a second chance, I'd have been working in some company. But God gave me that second chance because that's my path. That's all I ever fantasized about. That's all I thought and dwelt on. And I wasn't doing it because I wanted to be famous. No, I just get paid to do what I enjoy doing in real life.
True.
So God opened the way for me. Inside every rock of trauma lies a diamond of experience.
Mm. True.
So every time something terrible happens, I always, instead of me saying, God, let this thing pass like before, I always say, whatever I'm supposed to learn from this, I beg, point me to that again, because I know this too will pass. So what am I supposed to learn from this? And that's how victory and success comes over and over again. So now, when something happens that I don't want to happen, I start to just ask, what is the lesson in this? Whether it's relationship, whether it's work-wise, whether it's anything. I'm like, what am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to learn? And that's how you move on and move forward. So for the people that are saying they are depressed, what are the reasons for your depression? Are you saying that you are broke? If you're broke, use your image and open more doors. God has given you that rare blessing of being a known person. What are you going to use that platform for? So it's like if they're not actors or TV presenters or musicians, then they failed. Who told you that that's the only thing you're supposed to do? You see why I love Katrina?
But like even the musicians and actors.
You see why I love Katrina?
All right.
Sorry, my sinuses are acting up. So Katrina came out. Let us know, I'm a boss lady. I'm a businesswoman. Same thing with Lucy. Lucy is in her grill, her everything. They're not chasing the whole, I want to be an actress. I want to be a lifestyle connoisseur.
Mm.
No, they're doing that thing. You have to define your path and know that it's the only.
Ooh, and there's I think that a lot of us are distracted by other people's paths.
Yes. Do your own.
I think that affects the bulk of us.
Look at Katum. Katum is the first winner of Big Brother Nigeria. Mm-hmm. If you know what that man has achieved, just because he's quiet, some people say, hey, he don't feed. Now only these other people they ring.
Also, some people don't really care about this thing care. That we
Katum
think that
is one of the most successful, if not the most successful person out of the Big Brother franchise. Go and research what he's doing now. Do you know that man works with HBO? He's one of the big men in HBO.
That's interesting.
Okay. But nobody's talking about that because he's not flashy.
Because that's his path. That's what he wants to
no,
do.
No, because he's not flashy. People will say, he don't. But that man is one of, if not the most successful from this Big Brother franchise. But people are not talking about it because he's not loud. People oftentimes confuse being loud for being successful.
Mm.
Some of the most successful people I know, apart from musicians, are the most quiet people online.
True. Like what I mean, I'm not always fighting in the blogs.
Olodu.
Yeah.
Olodu. So that's the thing. I think it's all about finding your path, defining what you want, and not wanting something because you've seen others treading on that path. I think I had a clear description of what I wanted. I'm living that life.
True.
And I ask people, what do you want? The minute you tell me, I want to be known, I want to be famous, I just smile and look at you and be like, okay.
You will be known. You go say be
known. You will be known. I've tasted fame without money.
Yo.
I've tasted fame without money that first time I
like,
went.
It's like bitter crisps.
Yes.
Hot bitter.
Like hot coke. Where the sugar
all the gas go to hook you. It is sweet supposed to hook you.
When I know famous, when my friend dropped me for road, he said, I cannot do U-turn. Cross.
It could be like the pour water for your body, my friend.
I said, but I'm known. He said, no, if I drop, I have to go up the bridge and turn down. No. I look my friend like this. Sometimes my papa the hospital is sick. Then my papa here tonight in my body. I come down for car cross.
Oh, that's how you don't really go, brother. Come on,
that's the first one I didn't mean. Cross road.
Oh, so you not go get in the car?
You not get motor, my brother.
Jesus,
I not get motor. I cross road, go enter car. But then I didn't care because
I think you have to come see points in your life where you are. It's like. This my motorway are not going to change. So they use until they cross.
Okay, what do you do? Is you change your car for?
Wait, now. One day, cause it does. Like, I am really not bothered.
You don't need it.
Because after all that drama, we don't do for outside. I'm back at home. My sanity is with me. I'm good. Like,
as long as you're not living for anybody.
So that's what we have to learn. So also, you need friends and people.
That you don't have to impress.
Yeah, that will remind you of who you. Sometimes, Uti, we can get lost in our friendships, social media, that we begin to forget what our actual reality is, right? And why the reason why we're doing this.
And that's exactly why I told you
that I had to
go through.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to go through chaff to get the healthy grain of friends that I have now.
How many grain you don't pick now?
Plenty, but they're outside the country. I can count at least 6 good people that I can call.
So close. Sorry,
we're so close, no way. I have about 6 people. And there's a lot to edit. There's some nonsense people cut out.
Yes,
so, you know, I have about 6 good people that I can call now. Sad, yes, that one is in London, Australia, America. They're scattered around the world because this country robbed them of opportunities.
Mm.
But I've had to work through anybody that makes me want to hide any part of myself. Whether it's socially, financially, mentally, emotionally, you're not my friend.
True.
If I can't be myself around you
100.
Under these 4 umbrellas, move.
True.
We'll see each other. We'll do peace to the Middle East, man. Whoa, yo, what's up? We're up. But that's where it ends. You won't come to us, I won't go to your house. I'm not going to go out with you and then be looking at who go the exchange I, who go pay the B. Nah. No, I'm not going to do that. I need to be around people that if I don't get money, I'll say, you'll pay. Mm. And I need to be around people that when they are ready to, I'll say, oh, no, I got this. This one's on you. The last one was on you. This one is on me. You know, just be very, the day
just
where you say, I don't
want to
spend,
so.
I say, I don't want to go anywhere. If you get, I get a spirit for us.
Move,
bring
move.
A vegetable soup.
And lots of Lagos people are not like that.
They're not like that. We just have a day in. Say, mo jo wash film. One new thing don't call Netflix. Mo jo wash.
I think they were not even doing like natural things that people used to do before social.
Bro,
like,
have I not come to your house to come and eat? That's yes. Time when turkey and rice day your house.
Mm.
No, I not call your house. Some people say, let's go out, man. Why? Those are not the people I want to be with. So I know anybody will give me a dick.
True.
I want people that I can be myself. To if I want mess, I'll go mess. Nobody go
no,
to
mess
say,
my front.
You.
Shabble. Yeah.
I'll go mess there.
No mess for my friend.
I'll go mess. I'm
you know, triumph.
You know,
triumph.
I'll go mess here if you try me. When I give me coke, I won't mess. They worry you.
But I think that that's why God brought me into your life to help with this friend. Because there's so many things that we're not fixed.
Your father.
Now my spirits, even my prayers, they help you.
Now my spirit defeats you if you don't
know.
No,
my friend, let me heal. Because when I look at you, I say, I speak to God, I say, God, should I let him? Because this friendship is a thorn in my flesh. Because there's a purpose for you in his life. Help him. He's going through a lot.
You be
fool
your
here.
Father, let him go through a lot. As your papa boy you, he's just going to say, why?
This, imagine you coming to my show and we just insult ourselves to the end of this episode.
That's what we did. That's what we've been doing. But that's what true friendship is, especially if you've grown up.
Because I didn't want to talk about with
you.
No. We'll
not
talk about
if you grew up in Sapele, Delta, Wari, Bini, that's true friendship. You understand?
Yeah.
We don't do all that mushy. Oh my God, you mean the world to me. Like every time I see you, my heart. No.
But I do that and you hate
De
it.
Chris, not be with me. Now we do your Lagos friends. Now
well,
they do.
But it's still genuine though.
Nala, Yusuf, your heart, you know.
No, I
shut
actually,
up.
You don't say, you know, they like all those kinds of things. Obviously, but that's how they like to do with my friends.
I will give you slap.
Okay, my friend Uchi, you need to leave my show now. Thank you. This is the end of my show. Thank you so much for coming on. I beg you, good. Thank you so much, Uchi, for coming on my show. This is my friendship with Uchi. It's chaotic. But we go see the manager until God
your
bring
your papa the manage you with your
until God bring another person. Because I'm going to see my city manage you. If not, once Jesus say, end it. That's when it's going to end.
Jesus doesn't tell me my end that since. I feel like I sin against God. I just beg God.
False priest because
those are false
priests. Familiar spirits, say your body.
Because I said, Jesus, we know who are you.
Eh?
Now you be the winch for my life.
If they can't winch, they know that you were different. Dada. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck.
On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.